You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno, and joining me today is Ann Browning, who is the co-chair of the Chatham County Alts North Carolina Walk and 5K Run and marketing coordinator for Homewatch Caregivers of the Triangle. Welcome, Ann.
Thank you.
So today we're going to hear all about this exciting 5K walk and run right here in our backyard, as well as learn a little bit about Alzheimer's disease and how it affects Americans and especially North Carolinians here in this area. So, Ann, what made you so excited about joining this cause?
Well, there are several reasons. My grandmother, Bertha, actually died of Alzheimer's disease in her 90s, and I was witness to seeing the decline in her from a very vibrant lady, very active in her community, to becoming less and less active, and had a couple of small fires in her home, had to move to assisted living, and then into memory care, and then the final decline till her death. So having seen that and working in the senior industry and being proactive and trying to help people with their quality of life in any way that I can.
So it was a real personal connection for
right.
you. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm sure they're glad to have you as co-chair this year. So you brought with you some of the top 10 things that people don't know about Alzheimer's disease, but probably should. And I thought I might read a few of those and see what you have to say. There are over 170,000 people in the state of North Carolina that are affected by Alzheimer's disease. That is a pretty big number.
That's a very large number, and there are even more people probably who have it that have not been diagnosed.
Okay.
People can become very good at masking the signs and symptoms. My grandmother was. She mm-hmm. was very eclectic, and looking back on it, we realized that there were really a lot of signs that we didn't realize. We just kind of thought, oh, that's Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there were really a lot of telltale signs that we didn't see. So it affects a lot of people, and not just the people, but their families and their caregivers as well.
So that hindsight was 20/20.
Absolutely.
For sure. Definitely. And how about the number of Alzheimer's sufferers in the U.S. is expected to roughly triple between 2010 and 2050, growing to 13.5 million in 2050 from 5.1 million in 2010. Holy cow. That's all I have to say about that number.
Yeah, those are really scary statistics. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we are growing, we're living to older ages. And because Alzheimer's affects people as they become older,
mm-hmm.
that's just a function of all of us living older.
Well, and I think one of the things, Anne, you know, gosh, we could get a new kneecap if we break our kneecap. We can get a new hip if we break our hip. We can get a new heart if our heart starts to fail, but we can't get a new brain, can we?
No, we can't.
Maybe someday it'll be like Frankenstein. Okay. But how about what can we do to change all this? And one of the things that you brought with you is something that I've heard a few different times, and geez, it's not one of the things I love to do, but exercise reduces the frequency of unwanted behavior such as wandering for people with the disease, but it can also reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's disease by 50%. So let's not lead a sedentary lifestyle anymore, huh?
That's right. There's been quite a bit of information lately that's coming out. More and more research is being done about not just the benefits of exercise in general, but really the benefits of exercise having to do with people's cognitive abilities.
So what they say often, from what I've heard, is what's good for your heart is good for your brain.
That's exactly
and that's,
right.
Yeah. So I guess we have to really stay away from fast food and candy and all my vices. So, and yeah, and exercise. Okay.
Sorry.
I know. It's just one of those things. Where do you find the time, right? Okay. So let me just ask you a little bit, you know, just from a layperson's perspective, you know, if I were listening to the show And I wasn't really quite sure. You hear a lot about Alzheimer's disease, but basically in general terms, what is Alzheimer's disease?
Well, Alzheimer's is one of the most feared diagnoses that people can get. It destroys people's minds or personalities, really the very essence of who they are. And once a disease has been diagnosed, there's really nothing that you can do to stop it. Mm-hmm. But it can be slowed down, and there is a lot of evidence that through physical exercise, through mental exercise, through social interaction and eating a healthy diet, those kind of things that really all of us should be doing anyway, that it can really really help slow down some of those symptoms. Factors that go on.
You know, and you were mentioning a couple minutes ago, you know, hindsight is 20/20, thinking about your grandma, you know, burning up the kitchen and different things that she was doing, you know, behind the scenes. But what are some of the specific symptoms? If I were listening to the show and I was starting to wonder, you know, geez, does mom have something going on? Does my brother, even my spouse, what are some of the things I'd be looking for?
Some of the things, a lot of people who are getting older, they're concerned like, oh my gosh, I lost my keys. I must be getting Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, some memory loss is very common in older age, but
I sure hope so. I put my shoe in the pantry yesterday.
but really, they're, from what I understand, the basics of it is if you can still do the basic things in your life, if you can still balance your checkbook and you can still run your household and those kind of things, live independently, those are the things you shouldn't be worried about. What you should be worried about is having difficulty doing familiar tasks, increased confusion and disorientation to time and place. People, if they're out driving and they get lost and they're not sure how to get back home, you know, that's certainly a concern. Trouble finding the right words. I know we all do that mm-hmm. sometimes.
Sure.
Me just now.
How about when you scream after your kids? I name them every other name before I get to their name.
but when that happens more and more often, changes in mood and behavior or your personality, poor or impaired judgment, and a lot of loss of initiative. So it's not necessarily just one single thing. Mm-hmm. It's when you look at it in a nutshell and seeing if there are really challenges with really running your day-to-day life.
But it's not something that just happens all at once. And I think that's why it's almost so insidious. Like you said, looking back at grandma's days, it's easy to see that there was a change. But sort of when you're going through it and it's this gradual change, I think that's important to note about Alzheimer's disease. It's not something all of a sudden, bam, the light goes off. And, you know, all of a sudden grandma or mom is somebody completely different. It's, you know, it's slowly part of the daily life, and you just slowly start to see pieces fall away. And I think that's why when you're so close to it, it's hard to see. Well, we are going to take a quick break. Joining me today is Ann Browning, who is the co-chair of the Chatham County Alzheimer's North Carolina Walk and 5K Run and the marketing coordinator for Home Watch Caregivers of the Triangle. We will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me today is Ann Browning, who is the co-chair of the Chatham County Alzheimer's North Carolina Walk and 5K Run and the marketing coordinator for Home Watch Caregivers of the Triangle. Welcome back, Ann.
Thank you.
So we were just talking a little bit about, you know, the basics of Alzheimer's disease, the symptoms, and what causes the disease. Let's dig into, I think, probably what everybody's wanting. Okay, so this is a disease. We're going to have millions upon millions of people by 2050, over 13.5 million people in the United States. What in the world can I do to help prevent this disease? Please tell me there's something. No, well, besides exercise. I'm just kidding.
Well, there, exercise certainly is helpful, but thinking about a healthy lifestyle in general, avoiding harmful substances, you know, excessive drinking, drug abuse, smoking, those kind of things mm-hmm. that just aren't good for you in general. Challenging yourself, they keep saying that continuing education is so important. Taking classes, reading, doing
never
crossword
stop going
puzzles.
To college. Oh, please! I still have nightmares of those days.
But you can do it for without credits.
That's good. So I don't have to do the homework.
You don't have to
stress over the papers.
Or you don't have to worry about the grades and have those nightmares.
Oh my gosh, I do still have those nightmares.
But you know, doing the crossword puzzles in the paper and Sudoku puzzles, those kind of things, keeping yourself active that way, staying socially active with family, friends, church, in your community.
That's huge.
It really
because,
is
because you know I often hear for folks folks who have had to make a transition from home, perhaps into assisted living or adult daycare center, or even bringing home care in, that increased socialization, people think is almost a magic bullet. Suddenly that person's more coherent, more clear cognitively, and seems to be doing better. They almost get like a springboard effect. So I think that socialization piece definitely should have a underline bold in italics next to it.
Absolutely. And very often when someone's spouse dies and they're living by themselves, they just become very much in a cocoon and they stop being socially active. And so it's so important. And then, as I talked about earlier, the exercising regularly. You know, so many of us don't do it as we should, but having that as part of your life is really an important part in staying physically healthy as well as mentally healthy.
Wonderful. Great. Okay. So, you know me, I'm all about this exercise business. How much exercise is actually needed to improve my memory? If I'm going to commit to it, Anne, what do I have to do?
Well, the research is really showing that typically what the experts are saying is good for everybody is what it takes for brain health as well. It doesn't have to be super strenuous exercise.
Okay.
It does have to be enough exercise to get your heart rate up. But as the experts say, as long as you can be exercising and still carry on a conversation, then that is good enough. And you want to be doing it several times a week. And the research is showing that level of exercise really is enough to help improve physically as well as mentally.
Okay, so exercise, Anne. We know that there are certainly some unwanted natural behaviors that occur as a result of Alzheimer's disease. There's things like wandering and things like agitation and people who get combative and that sort of thing. And those are the things that become very difficult for families when families often have to make that decision to take the next step, perhaps, you know, bring in some outside care or placing a loved one. Does exercise actually affect unwanted behaviors of the disease, or does it make it worse? What is the research showing in that area?
Well, there has been research showing that exercise really can reduce the frequency of some of these behaviors, the wandering and the pulling of clothes and the repetitive behaviors and activities, those kind of things, aggressive acts. It really has been shown to help with those behaviors, and some of that may have to do with really a lot of redirection when people are involved in those kind of behaviors. If you can redirect them to something different and something that's physical, it helps them get their mind off of what they were kind of fixated on.
Okay, that's good to know. And then, you know, what keeps people with the disease from exercising? I mean, what are the key factors there? Is it that they forget or?
Well, it's the same reason that all of us don't exercise, is that it becomes difficult to even think about it. As people get older, they tend to become less and less active anyway. Mm-hmm. And so just changing your behavior, no matter what age you're at, is more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So changing behaviors and making exercise and being socially active, those kind of things, part of your day-to-day activities, it's definitely something that you have to think about doing and something that you have to plan to do. And it's a challenge for
definitely,
a lot of people.
Definitely. And I think, you know, I could say almost decades ago now, that's kind of scary. I worked in a skilled nursing facility, and one of the things that people sometimes make the assumption of is that when you have Alzheimer's disease, some of these behaviors may be due to pain. So perhaps, you know, sometimes people with Alzheimer's may resist exercise because maybe they have arthritis. Just because you have Alzheimer's doesn't mean you don't have arthritis. And so those types of things definitely need to be discussed with a physician, I would suspect, as well.
Right. And one thing, too, is that, you know, people with Alzheimer's disease, they have the same health problems and emotional needs as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they really derive the same benefits from a regular exercise problem as their peers do who don't have any kind of disease process. Plus, they can derive a benefit that is unique to their situation. The ability to gain a skill and show regular improvement in physical exercise at a time when they're losing other skills in other arenas of their life. And such a gain like that can really be a tremendous source of pride, both for the person with Alzheimer's disease and for their caregivers as well, to really be able to show that this person is gaining in a part of their life that where other parts of their lives are really failing.
So we know Alzheimer's disease perhaps can be prevented in some ways by exercise, and we know it benefits a person with the disease if they're physically able to do so. How could I, as a caregiver or spouse or a friend or loved one of someone with Alzheimer's disease, actually engage them in exercise?
Well, as a caregiver or a spouse, you can really be a catalyst for making an exercise regimen part of your life and your parents' life, your spouse's life. Instead of having a weekly meal together or a trip to the church or the mall, why not have a trip to a fitness center or to a park and take a walk? If you or your loved one or your spouse could work out together, taking turns spotting each other, even thinking about doing weights and not just walking. I think most of us in older life, when you think about working out, you think about walking through the park or that kind of thing. But you can do weight training as well, spotting each other with weights. That can help, too, in increased activity.
Great. Well, we are going to take a break. I'm here today again with Ann Browning, who is the co-chair of the Chattanooga County Alzheimer's North Carolina Walk and 5K Run. And she's also the marketing coordinator for Home Watch Caregivers of the Triangle. And we have been talking about risk factors for Alzheimer's disease and how exercise may help prevent and even treat some of the symptoms that you may have with the disease. We will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me today is Ann Browning, the co-chair of the Chatham County Alzheimer's North Carolina Walk and 5K Run, and the marketing coordinator for Home Watch Caregivers of the Triangle. Okay, so Ann, you've beat me over the head. Exercise, exercise, exercise. And now we're going to hear about a chance that we can actually exercise together for a great cause, the upcoming Chatham County Alzheimer's Walk and 5K Run. Give us the details, Ann.
All right, well, The Chatham County Alzheimer's North Carolina Walk and 5K is going to be on September 13th, it's a Saturday, at Galloway Ridge in Fearington Village in Pittsboro. It will start, the registration starts at 8 o'clock, and the 5K starts at 9 o'clock. If people want to pre-register, pre-registration up until August 15th is $25, and they can go to sportoffen.com. And after August 15th, it's $30. If people want to register for the walk, the 1 mile walk that winds through beautiful Fearington Village and Galloway Ridge Retirement Community, they can go to alznc.org and look up the Chatham County Walk. You don't have to have a team. You can just come out by yourself, but we would love to have people form teams, maybe with their neighborhood groups or with their employer groups, with their friends, and help raise money. This is all about Alzheimer's North Carolina and raising money to help support Alzheimer's patients and their caregivers here in North Carolina. All the money raised here stays in North Carolina.
Wonderful. And is there a phone number that folks can call if they have more questions?
The phone number for Alzheimer's North Carolina is
919-832-3732. That's 919-832-3732. Okay, Ann, you brought with you some great resources that you could share with us for people who want more information about Alzheimer's disease and to get some additional support. Please share them with us.
Right. As I said earlier, Alzheimer's North Carolina is www.alznc.org. Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center is a great organization that has great resources as well. That's guidinglightsnc.org. Also, the American Academy of Neurology is aan.com. And again, the 5K website to register for the 5K is www.sportoffen.com. And then you just look up under Chatham County and you can find where to register for that.
Well, Anna, it's been a great pleasure to have you on the show today. I hope all of you listening today got inspired to get out and do some exercise at this upcoming walk, again, on September 13th at Galloway Ridge. Again, for more information, you can go ahead and go to alznc.org or call 919-832-3732. And as always, you may email me your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring at 1360WCHL.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.